Let me just say a few things before we partake of the Lord's Supper. Brothers and sisters, in light of the sermon that we just heard, the Lord's Supper is a tangible benediction. It is grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ in His body and His blood. It is a tangible expression that the Father has placed His name upon you, that He has given you the Lord Jesus Christ, and that He has included you in Christ, in the body of Christ, for your salvation and everlasting life. He's given you the gift of trusting faith, and this is a tangible expression of it in His body and in His blood. And He gives it to us for the purpose that we talked about with the benediction, so that you might return to Him thanksgiving and praise and adoration and worship Him today, and to seek to live your whole life in service to Him. It's a tangible benediction. And just like the benediction, it's exclusive. It's only for those who have faith in Jesus Christ. It's not for those who are outside of Christ. And so we would ask you, if you're here today and you're not in Christ Jesus and you haven't put your faith in Him, that you would refrain from taking these elements. They are not for you. They are for the people of God. They are for those whom God has brought His benediction upon through Jesus Christ and through faith in His Word. So having said just those few things, let's go to the Lord in prayer and ask Him to bless our partaking. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before You and we thank You for Your mercies to us in the Lord Jesus Christ. We do thank You, dear Father, that Your Word teaches us that You have poured out a heavenly blessing upon us, a benediction. You have given us even Your own Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. You have given us His body and His blood, and You have given His resurrection power. We praise You and we thank You, dear Father, for what You have done for us in the Lord Jesus Christ. And we come before You and we acknowledge that we have really no other option but to bow to our knees and to receive all of the blessings of grace and peace that You have so richly and abundantly poured out upon us. And we bow before You and we acknowledge to You, dear Father, that we are unworthy, that we are that in ourselves we are sinners and that we are condemned and we deserve death. And the last thing that we deserve is for You to place Your name upon us. And yet, dear Father, You brought the blessing upon us sovereignly. You didn't ask us. You chose of Your own sovereign will and Your own love for us to pour out this benediction. And it has richly blessed us, dear Father. You have poured oil on our heads and it has run down our beard and onto our garments. And You've opened up the windows of heaven. And this benediction has fallen upon us in Christ Jesus. And we receive it by faith. And we thank You, dear Father. And we return what You have done for us and our adoration, our praise, and our thanksgiving. And we ask, Lord, that You would bless these elements for these ends. We ask, Lord, that they would be an encouragement to us as we seek now to live lives of thanksgiving, lives of worship, and lives that are dedicated to serving You. We see how many ways that we fail and how we are tainted by sin. And yet, dear Father, this is the desire that You've placed in us. And we know that it's not a perfect desire, but it's there by Your grace. And we ask, Lord, that You would strengthen that desire by the food that we eat as we participate in the supper, as we feed upon our Savior and His love and all that He's done for us, that we would be strengthened to live lives for Your glory and Your praise. And we pray these things in Christ's name. Amen.